Hi, I'm Sian, one of the editors at Manx Radio. Now, this week we've been hearing about a motion coming up in Tynwald next month around the potential legalisation of recreational cannabis on the island. Well, this week, a mother whose campaign led to the UK government changing its laws on medicinal cannabis has been visiting the island to discuss a pilot scheme on recreational cannabis. Charlotte Caldwell's son Billy became the first person in the UK to receive a medicinal cannabis prescription. His case led to a change in law there after customs officials confiscated a cannabis-based medication, which resulted in him suffering a life-threatening seizure. She's been on the island this week as part of the Traced campaign. We spoke about that campaign, but first I asked her about Billy's story.
I have a little boy called Billy, and Billy has a diagnosis of refractory epilepsy, which simply means that Billy's seizures cannot be controlled by medication or diet. And in 2018, I took Billy to the Children's Hospital in Toronto in Canada after he had been prescribed by our family GP a prescription on the NHS, which was the first one in the UK for medical cannabis. However, after being on that medication for just over a year and doing incredibly well, completely seizure-free, our family GP was taken to a hotel in Belfast by the powers that be and informed that he must stop prescribing for Billy. And that left Billy in a crisis situation. So the Department of Health called me and informed me that if I could find a medical cannabis product that had been through a clinical trial or going through a trial stroke study, that they would allow Billy's GP to continue prescribing. So I travelled to, I found a paediatric neurologist in the Children's Hospital in Toronto who was carrying out a clinical trial on children like Billy with a medical cannabis product. So I took Billy to Canada and he underwent a number of diagnostic tests, and the paediatric neurologist onboarded him on the trial, and 7 days later we returned to London Heathrow Airport. I had a full file of the protocol of the trial, a full certificate of analysis of the medicine from seed to shelf, and unfortunately, tearful customs confiscated Billy's medicine, and that left Billy literally in a crisis situation. So that was on Monday, the 11th of June, and on the Wednesday, Billy had his first seizure, breakthrough seizure, after being seizure free for a number of years. And Thursday he had two, and Friday he woke up on a prolonged, life-threatening status seizure, and I found myself rushing through the streets of London to the Chelsea and Westminster Hospital in an ambulance. And the doctors at the Chelsea and Westminster Hospital started working on him. However, they couldn't get the seizure stopped. Billy was in a life-threatening situation. And the doctor at the Chelsea and Westminster Hospital eventually that evening said he was going to start negotiating with the Home Office to have Billy's medicine returned. And Billy's medicine was returned the next morning, Saturday morning. He had his first dose Saturday just before lunchtime, and then Saturday afternoon a second dose. And by Saturday evening, the seizure had stopped and Billy sat up and ate a yogurt. Sunday, he had a full Sunday lunch, and Monday morning he was discharged and ran out through the hospital doors to meet the world's press, demonstrating very clearly that medical cannabis was his life-saving medicine. And the next day, on the Tuesday, Sajid Javid, who was then the Home Secretary, stood up in Parliament and announced that he had reinstated Billy's NHS prescription, which was a first again for the UK. And he was going to look at changing the laws in the UK so medical cannabis could be available on prescription.
So obviously a pivotal role in changing medicinal cannabis law. You're now involved in the campaign Traced. So what exactly is Traced?
Traced is a pilot that we want to carry out in the various jurisdictions around the UK. So that's Northern Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England, and the British Crown dependencies, which include the Isle of Man, Jersey and Guernsey. And what we want to do is gather the data on how, for example, users are using this. Does it have any detrimental effect on and cause mental health issues? And also, which is incredibly important, is the economic impact on the various jurisdictions.
You talked about data gathering and the mental impact potentially of cannabis. How important is it that that is considered as part of this?
It's incredibly important because we know that there is various studies being carried out on, you know, on brain development in particular for under 21. So our age threshold is set at 21. And we know that the evidence that we have on that is on the brain development and cannabis use is clear, you know, that it can have a detrimental effect on the younger brain. So we've set the threshold at 21 to reflect that in line with the most cautious international models.
Now, obviously, you are on the Isle of Man at the moment. What can you tell us about the conversations you've been having while you're here?
We've had various conversations while we've been here, which have been incredibly encouraging and positive. And we are hoping that those conversations progress into permission being granted for Trace to carry out a pilot on the island.
Now, next month, the Manx Parliament, Tim Wald, is going to be having a motion about setting up a citizen's jury, potentially, to look into what a regulated environment for cannabis on the Isle of Man might look like. What are your thoughts on that motion?
I think it's a very positive step, and I think it's telling us that governments are finally recognising that recreational use of cannabis is a huge problem. In particular, if we look at some of the statistics for the, like, for example, the Office of National Statistics, we know from their particular surveys and studies carried out over the years that, you know, the illicit market is worth about $3 billion. Throughout the UK and the British Crown dependencies. And we also know that there is approximately 2.5 million users of recreational cannabis.
I spoke to the mover of that motion, Dr. Ellinson, and he said he believes a recreational cannabis legalisation would reduce harm. Is that something that your studies, your data would back up?
Yes, absolutely. I think if we only have to look at Germany, Switzerland, the Netherlands, on pilots that have been carried out, and they very clearly, you know, demonstrate that, you know, recreational use is rife. However, changing it to a regulated recreational use is showing in those particular countries very positive results.
Now, you've obviously been involved in changing law before. Do you think there is a political appetite to get this done now?
Yes, absolutely. There is a political appetite to get this done. I have spent the last number of years having in-depth conversations with various governments in various jurisdictions. Jersey, Guernsey being two of them. We're in a position in Jersey right now whereby the Health Minister has asked for our proposal, and we will be submitting that within the next few days. So, yes, I believe that government is now recognising that the illicit market, in particular when we look at those numbers, the 3 million users is a problem. I have always been motivated by data, evidence, and not ideology. And I think we've just got to look at the University of Bath study, which was published this year, and it shows the current system is failing both recreational users, which are buying from criminals, and genuine patients, which are being lumped into with lifestyle prescriptions in the medical sector. Traced will address both those problems.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.